going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We have some more stuff going on tonight when it comes to Jeremy and Joe. They're going to be at Whalen Brewing. So make sure you head on out there tonight. Check them out. They'll be a part of our draft coverage as well. So that'll be really cool tonight for another night of fun with Jeremy and Joe. In the meantime, who will they be talking about at picks 56 and 62? We know who they got to talk about at 30, and they will again tonight. Max Hairston, and after the first round ended last night, or after he was picked, I should say, Max Hairston joined the local media for a Zoom call. Here he is.
All right, Max, congratulations. What were your emotions, your thoughts when you got the call and you were selected by the Bills?
Man, my emotions were like uncontrollable. Like, I told myself I wasn't going to cry when I got the call, but as soon as I seen Buffalo Bills, I bursted out crying. I'm just so happy and so thankful and so blessed to be able to, you know, continue my career in the NFL, and I'm so excited to get to work.
Can you take us through your conversations with the team leading into the draft, any meetings you had, phone calls, anything of that nature?
So the Bills were actually my first formal meeting at the Combine, and I think it went great. And then I had a top 30 visit with them, and man, I was blown away. Like, I enjoyed every second of that. Every coach, my position coach, the DC, the head coach, the GM, like, man, I got along with everybody, and it just felt like home. And I'm so excited that really made it happen.
What do you bring to the table?
I bring juice. I bring being a good teammate. I bring leadership, and I'm going to bring Josh Allen the ball back.
Hi, Max. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations on being selected by the Bills.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Tell us about Ray Davis, your connection to him, what you know about the Buffalo Bills through Ray Davis. He had a bunch of eyeball emojis when he knew that you were being selected on social media.
Tell Ray Davis I'm moving in. That's like my brother, though. Like, he was on the call with Coach Merrill when I got picked, and I'm just so happy to be reunited with him. That's a great teammate, and I know that he's going to be someone that, hey, I can ask a bunch of questions with, and he's going to help me out. He's going to guide me, and we're going to ball together. I can't wait.
As far as a scheme fit, comfortability playing zone, man-to-man, I know you've played a little bit of everything, but can you just kind of speak to what you do as far as how it goes with zone or man-to-man defense?
See, I feel like I'm so versatile that I can come out, play man, or I can play zone. I can play off man. I can play press man. You know, I can disguise. So I'm happy to just be able to go into an organization with a beautiful scheme that'll allow me to get the ball back.
All right, so I know you said you prefer Max. I'm reading on your PR notes here. It says, nickname is Mad Max. Is that correct?
Sure.
And
yes,
how did
sir.
That come about?
So that actually came about back in Little League. I was a lot smaller growing up. But my coach always said, like, hey, he might be small, but you're not going to run over him. You're not going to bully him. He was like, that's Mad Max right there. And I was like, you know what? I like that. That's gonna stick with me. It's fitting because when I get on the field, I really turn into Mad Max.
I love that. Well, with a guy who has a son named Max, I call Mad Max. I appreciate that. So thank
Ah,
you very
yes,
much. All
sir.
right, congratulations again.
Appreciate that.
Hi, Max. Matt Perino here from Syracuse.com. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the video of you is kind of circulating of how much you were celebrating with all the guys taken before you. I mean, the energy is, you know, it's on display. Where does that come from?
Honestly, it just, that's just how I am. I'm a very happy and energetic person. And the fact that I'm in the green room right now is just so exciting for me. And the fact that I knew majority of the guys that got picked, of course I had to show some love. Like, man, these are my brothers, man. We worked so hard for this opportunity and to all hear our names called, man, it's truly beautiful. And I'm so glad that I was able to hype them up and then later on hear my name the same night. It's a blessing.
I saw in one of the draft profiles in you that your favorite player is Jalen Ramsey, and that you two players are, that share a similar confidence. Would you say that that's accurate? And why Jalen Ramsey?
I do say that's accurate, and particularly I love the Jaguars Jalen Ramsey because he played with so much swagger, man. You knew he was that guy. You knew not to try him, man. I just want to be able to go out there with that same confidence, knowing that if you come at me, it's not 50-50. That's my ball.
Brandon talked about, you know, one of the things that people talked about during the draft process with you is maybe not being the best tackler. And he said that when they watched you on tape, there's want to, a willingness. Is that something that you embrace? Is trying to something that you're trying to improve? And is that something that you thought that you improved at while you were at Kentucky?
Yeah, that's something that I can always improve. Everything in my game I can improve. And that's something that going to the NFL, I'm gonna still keep that dog in me. I wanna tackle. I wanna get my nose dirty. It just comes down to following through my technique and following through my coaching, and I'm gonna make it happen.
Thank you so much, Max. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey Max, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just wanted to follow up on you saying it felt like home when you came to visit here. What was it? Was it that more football based, community based? Like, what was it that kind of gave you that feeling?
Pretty really both, like being at that facility and just meeting the whole coaching staff and even get to see some of the players, like it just felt like I belonged there. And the facility was beautiful too, by the way. But it just felt like that was home for me because, the conversations I was having with the coaches, we were just connecting, we were just vibing, and it just, I could feel safe calling them my coach. And I'm just so excited that they made it happen.
And then tell us some about your jacket. There's pictures on the inside, right?
Yeah. Pictures of the fam on the inside. I had to throw my family on the inside because that's my biggest support. They never missed a game coming up, and I just love them. And they all came through this process with me.
What was it like for them getting to see that you were going to wear that on draft night?
A lot of happy tears coming down.
Amazing. Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Sophie.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin, weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey Max, John Scott from the NBC affiliate here. Congratulations. Brandon mentioned you've put on some weight. What are you weighing at now, and how do you think that may affect your play compared to being a little lighter before?
I'm about 192 right now. And honestly, it's just extra armor. Bulk up a little bit. I can still bust a 428 right now if I wanted to.
And we've seen what you could do once the ball is in your hands. How did you develop that knack for finding the end zone, especially on the defensive side of things?
So honestly, it really all starts with preparation. I'm the type of player where I think like I have to catch like a receiver because when that ball's in the air, I'm gonna adjust like a receiver and take it back to the house. And my mindset when I do get an interception is score, like make it easy on the offense, let them chill out a little longer. Go ahead, score. Go get you one.
Appreciate it, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Max. Andy Young with Spectrum News. Congrats. So, what has been your impression of the Bills watching from the outside and watching football games, seeing them in the playoffs, that sort of thing?
Man, I know that, hey, we just one piece away, and I feel like I'm that missing piece. I feel like this team is a Super Bowl-ready team, and we're going to go out there and attack it. And I actually got to watch them play when they came to Detroit. Ray Davis had gave me some tickets, and I seen Josh Allen go out there and put out a masterclass. And I was like, hey, I wouldn't mind that being my quarterback. And the fact that it really happened now, I'm super excited and super ready to get to work with him.
Awesome. Congrats again, man.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Max. Congratulations, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Appreciate that.
All right, well, there you go. That was from last night, and Bills PR said, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Little indication that Max Harrison will be here at some point today to talk to the media again, tour the facilities, and, you know, we'll obviously have all that for you as well as rounds two and three tonight. Let's go to Tom, who's been waiting patiently through that. Hi, Tom. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just a quick question. Is there any chance Isaiah Bond could be suspended by the NFL?
I don't think so. I'm not as familiar with everything going on there, but generally when guys come into the league, when there's these kinds of investigations, the league, it usually takes about a year to kind of get to them and have discipline, if I remember right. So I don't want to speak on it without knowing it, but I don't think so at this point. Who knows, though? You never know, I guess, in all these situations.
All right, thank you.
You got it. All right, so, and then, yeah, I mean, even in the NFL, you think of even the Rashee Rice stuff, like he's an NFL player, and, you know, there's no suspension yet for him, if there will be. Could be this year that something happened over a year ago, right, or last offseason, I guess. So nothing, he wasn't suspended this past year. So when there's college investigations, allegations, things that wind up happening, generally the NFL doesn't really have any say right away in that, and then as things go on and guys get in the league, there's stuff that could happen for sure. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. All right, 803-0550. Isaiah Bond, a very fast runner, obviously very fast player. He said he was going to break the combine record set by his former Texas teammate Xavier Worthy. He didn't do that, but guess what? Max Harrison, he was even faster than Isaiah Bond, 4.28. I asked on Twitter, very interesting. I asked, what did you think about, at this point, I said, hey, cornerback this offseason, the Bills have essentially swapped Rasul Douglas and Kyrie Elam for Max Harrison, Tre'Davious White, and Dane Jackson. Give me your thoughts. A lot of you are very lukewarm on it. Very lukewarm. Some don't even like it. Some love it. Of course, you're going to get that, right? But a lot more of you are a little more lukewarm than I thought. I think it's definitely an upgrade, what they have. Again, my question is, not telling you that this is, oh my God, they're amazing at corner. I'm not telling you that. But I think they've given themselves a chance to be a lot better for sure. It comes down for sure. It comes down to how good can they be? Because I do think the floor has been raised at corner. As I said earlier, to me, the depth and the floor has been raised. Is that good enough, though, to get to where you need to go to make impactful plays? That's what we need to see and remains to be seen. We'll take a timeout here. When we get to 11 o'clock, we're going to have Aaron Gershon on. Aaron covers Kentucky Wildcats football. That's where Max Harrison has played for the last 3 years. We'll get his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills' first pick last night, number 30 overall, Max Harrison. And we'll also hear a little bit later from Bills GM Brandon Bean. Stick around here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Friday, day number two of the NFL Draft.